哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Let the clouds rain down the just one, and you have bring forth a savior. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus mentioned Elijah is the one, the prophet, went up to heaven on a chariot. But then Jesus confirmed John Baptist is the returning of Elijah. No matter how, John the Baptist is the last person in the Old Testament, because starting from Jesus is a new era, the New Testament. The New Testament is a time of special grace, because we have Jesus, we have his life abiding us. In the Old Testament, is the whole nation of Israel were chosen to follow him. They have the teacher, are the prophets, are the elders. But today, the teacher is only Jesus. He is the one who teaches us. Not only that, he gave us life. In the Last Supper, he took the bread and cup. Take this of you and eat of it, drink of it. This is the life of Jesus given us. So in the New Testament, we are blessed. John Baptist had no chance to attend the Last Supper. But anyway, he's beloved in the heart of God. Every one of us are blessed. We have a different vocation, different mission. What's important is each one of us to fulfill the will of God every present moment. That's all. We don't have to cry out, why don't we have this until that? We don't have to complain that Jesus is not looking at us. He is watching us closely. He expects us to be with him. He encourages us to listen to the teaching of the apostles, because he says, well, those who listen to you is listen to me. So listen to the teaching of the church, listen to the gospel, and this is the way that we follow Jesus. Let's ask Jesus to give us the strength today. Whatever we do is to love. is to be together with Jesus, to bless people, to forgive people, to help people. Being sure that without God we can't do anything. We are incapable, but God is powerful. So let us entrust everything in the hand of Jesus, especially today, telling Him, whatever we do, is for His great glory. Just to be a positive mind, to do anything. Thank you, Jesus, to choose us in a special way to follow Him, to love Him.